Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and member of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, Doug Goring.
Where are we at with flaring these days? Commissioner Goring sits on the Industrial Commission as well as being the North Dakota Ag Commissioner. So a flaring update, if you would.
Yeah, where we're at right now is about 89%, which is great. We were supposed to be at 80% by April 1st. There's been a lot of things that have been done. A lot of work has been done to get us to that point. And I applaud the companies for stepping up, making connections, making things work. We still have some problems out there. I mean, we have some fields that are isolated, and we haven't been able to capture the gas. But we have two plants coming online this year, and by then we hope to be well over 90% when we look at gas capture. I believe one of the problems we're going to run into, though, is once price comes up on crude oil, and it makes it economically viable to start fracking those wells, producing those wells. Plus, we might have some wells that have been isolated. They might be connected by then, or they were uneconomical to actually run. They're going to be coming online, too, and that may put us back under a lot of pressure. Our numbers may dip a little bit. I don't want to get out ahead of this thing and assume, but you always have to prepare and think about that when you look at this as a big jigsaw puzzle. How do you start connecting some pieces to make sure it ties all together? And the industry's been working hard to do that. And we just got to stay in contact with them and continue to support and encourage those activities so that we can get more facilities going and get more pipe in the ground and get these things connected so that we can stay compliant with the flaring issue.
Anything else that you want to discuss on that issue? You know, you said piece by piece. That got me thinking about the pipelines. And I know there's been some advancements over the last 6 months in some of the pipelines. But is there any issues or any thing of note when it comes to landowners and pipelines and the Industrial Commission?
I know under our pipeline reclamation and restoration efforts, that program here in my department, it's been working well. I would say more and more of the conversations I hear out there is we use your name in vain, Commissioner, and it's amazing how much people respond to that. But things are happening. Companies, I think there's a better understanding of what's going on. There was good faith intentions to step out and do something. Companies, midstream companies, oil companies, never wanted to have a bad situation. At least most of them didn't. So with those good faith intentions, it just meant some follow-up. The contractors and subcontractors had a job to do. And it didn't matter to them how things were done as long as they put pipe in the ground. And I think there's been more communication happening now between those contractors and subcontractors with the companies to make sure that they're doing a follow-up, that they're doing maintenance and cleanup, and coming back over to make sure that, the slumping is taken care of, that cleanup looks better, and tie-ins are made, and people's concerns are addressed when you talk about where valves are going in and where connections are made and what's all happening. People are happy overall, though, with the program. Things are happening, and that's good. I believe they're just going to continue to get better. We still need to put a lot of pipe in the ground. I think we're estimating now by 2020 we'll probably have 36,000-plus miles of pipe in the ground in North Dakota, and that's pretty amazing thinking about some states have been at this for 80, 90 years, and we've really have stepped up our game just in the last several years, and we've made this much progress. I think that's a testament to North Dakota. I think it's a testament to the companies, their efforts, and probably a coordinated approach with asking and engaging everybody in the conversation of how do we tie this together, how do we make this work with without impacting the infrastructure anymore.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commission member Doug Goring, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
My name is Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
I'm Andrew Tazer, a Fargo South student. And so some of the things you do, I've heard that you've been doing them actually since you were young. Could you tell me a little bit about some of the things you did as a youth?
Yeah, I've been, and I never named it as an entrepreneur when I was younger. I was a kid who was always hungry to change my stars. I didn't grow up with a lot of wealth or a lot of opportunity, but I had people who always believed in me. And that was the most important thing that I could have. And so from having somebody who believed in me, I had the opportunity to have Kool-Aid stands and lemonade stands. And I always had this idea. I said, well, if we give away a Twizzler while we sell a glass of lemonade or Kool-Aid, we're probably going to get more people to come. And it's an add-on, and it's a bonus. And I kept trying to find angles and ways in which I could grow a better business. Mm-hmm. And so for me, as a young person, it was always about building something different than the standard model. Most kids have a lemonade stand every once in a while. But for me, I was drawn to how can I make this the most profitable, visible lemonade stand out there. And so since then, I went to NDSU in Fargo and got a great education, had a chance to build a couple of nonprofit movements that happened, ways for young people to give back. And then I went and I worked at a church for 8 years doing youth ministry, connecting with kids. And in that, I again got to be an entrepreneur, and I built movements and things that helped people give back. And again, it was all because of who believed in me. If you don't have a great support group around you, you're never going to succeed. It may be somebody saying, way to go, Eric, on something like that. The truth be told is when they say, way to go, Eric, I get a chance to say it's because of these people who believed in me and gave me a chance in the first place that we really have succeeded. So the thing I'm most proud of building is something called Homeless and Hungry. It's a movement for young people in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Mm-hmm. And we ask them to camp out in cardboard boxes for 30 hours in October. They don't get a toothbrush, they don't get a pillow, they only get the clothes on their back, no cell phones. I mean, it's to the bare bones. We also do fundraisers with that. They fast and go without food for 30 hours. And then when they finish all of it, they hang out with and work alongside people who are actually homeless and people who are hungry on a given day. So this is meant to be a thing to empower young people so that they say, I know what it felt like, even for a day, to be homeless or to be hungry. And we think that that changes from sympathy to empathy. And when that happens, we think there's a miraculous change that'll hopefully happen in the hearts of those people.
I'm Andrew Tazer, a Fargo South student.
My name's Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spiess and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism.
Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.